Please be seated. Well, friends, after getting some driving directions sorted out, we're all together that are planning to be here. We're gathering to remember Edward Lewis Sr., to celebrate his homegoing, and to share in the loss in the mourning of his family, his loved ones. So on behalf of the Lewis family, we express our appreciation that you are here today, that you've taken the time to bid farewell, to commend into God's hands a very dear man, and to share this time with the family. The psalmist wrote, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." And today is about looking up to our Lord and drawing from him the help and the strength for a time of loss and guidance for the days that are ahead. Will you bow with me in prayer, please? Our Father, we come before you at this time and acknowledge that you're our God, that you're the Lord of heaven and earth, that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. And we look to you, Father, for understanding, for your comfort, your presence with us, to guide us and to let us know that this is a rhythm of life. This is the means by which you bring your children to yourself. And so, Lord, we come today to honor you and to honor you through the life that was lived in Ed Lewis. And we pray, Father, that your hand will be upon every part of this service, upon each of the family, and guide us into your ways. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Could you turn with me in your hymn book to number 506? I'd rather have Jesus.
Thank you.
In remembering Ed Lewis Sr., we're going to read the eulogy that is on the back of the program today, and if you'd like to turn to that and follow it, or if you just want to listen and remember Ed and add your own remembrances as we read through this. Edward was born on July 30th, 1911, in Toronto, Ontario, son of Anton and Julia Bozicki. He was brother to Jean, Chris, Ted, Evelyn, Betty, and Frank. Married to Velma Mortlock, he lived in Scarborough, first in a duplex and later in their home on Andrew Avenue. He worked hard during the Depression years, delivering 100-pound bags of coal to residences in the area. Let me add here, as I was visiting with Ed and Linda, I think Ed marvels that his dad was able to carry those 100-pound sacks on his back as he took them from the delivery truck into people's yards where their coal chute was down into their basement. He was later employed in the Frigidaire factory. In 1953, he joined the Scarborough Board of Education, working his way to chief custodian at Fair Glen Public School. His sons, Ed and Paul, were born, and together the family would travel on weekends to Pigeon Lake, where he worked at building the family cottage. He loved to go fishing, a passion which he passed on to his sons. During this time, the family attended Bethel Baptist Church in Scarborough, where he served with the Boys Brigade, teaching woodworking and crafts, but mainly encouraging scripture memorization. His love for the word remained a constant, and he would be found reading it daily. In his later years, he operated Unionville Ceramics, pouring molds to keep the shelves fully stocked. As an addition to his love of fishing, he took up taxidermy, turning out several fine trophy fish. Ed could usually be found from April to October, following the progress of the Toronto Blue Jays. He lauded their successes and lamented their losses. Ed will be remembered for his quick wit, sharp mind, and dry humor. He loved his family, but mostly he loved his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Before we get to the scripture reading, I'd like to read the poem that is very significant for the family, particularly for Jeff. I'm free. Don't grieve for me, for now I'm free. I'm following paths God made for me. I took his hand. I heard him call, then turned and bid farewell to all. I could not stay another day to laugh, to love, to sing, to play. Tasks left undone must stay that way. I found my peace at close of day. And if my parting left a void, then fill it with remembered joy. A friendship shared, a laugh, a kiss. Ah, yes, these things I too will miss. Be not burdened deep with sorrow. I wish you sunshine of tomorrow. My life's been full. I've savored much. Good friends, good times, of loved ones' touch. Perhaps my time seemed all too brief. Don't lengthen it now with undue grief. Lift up your heart and share with me. God wants me now. He set me free. I'd like to read the scriptures from a number of different portions of scripture, from John 11:25. I am the resurrection and the life, Jesus says. He who believes in me will, even though he dies, will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Job said these words, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. Paul in Romans gives us these words. If we live to the Lord. And if we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. In Romans 8, we have these words. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any other powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The familiar words of Jesus from John chapter 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 15. I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, I thank you that we can celebrate the life of Ed Lewis Sr. here today. We thank you that he loved you and he loved your son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father, for the ability he had to memorize scripture and teach that scripture to others. Thank you for the ministries that you gave to him, interacting with boys in Christian Service Brigade and in other ministries and churches down through the years. Father, we bring Ed and Linda before you. And pray, Father, that as you have said so clearly in your word, that you are the God of all comfort, that you will comfort them these days. Father, we think of siblings, of Evelyn and Betty and Frank, who are here, and their long relationship with their brother, and their love for him, and the many memories that they have. And we thank you, Father, they're able to be here for the funeral today. We pray your blessing on them. We thank you for Mark Clark, for other friends who've loved Ed and been there for him and encouraged him day by day. We bring Shelby and Jeff before you and ask that you would bless and be with them, the loss of a grandfather. Father, you know the difficulties the families have had recently with death. And we pray, Father, that in these days, that they will sense your presence, the presence of your Spirit, in a very tangible way, giving support and comfort and peace to each one. Father, I thank you that Ed was married for many years to Velma, that they had a good marriage and they loved each other, and that Ed has gone to heaven now and will be reunited with Velma. others that he knows and loves as well. Father, we thank you that death is not the end, but just the beginning of another phase of our life, that phase of eternity in heaven with you. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will come again one day, that you'll take us and give us new bodies, reunite us, body, soul, and spirit. We look forward to that day, but we thank you that you have us here on earth for a purpose. You're the one who gives life. You're the one who takes it away. You're the one who numbers our days. You gave our brother almost 95 of those years here. But Father, he has eternity to spend in heaven. And so we give you thanks for his life. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing now a hymn entitled Blessed Be the Name, and I believe you have that in your bulletin.
Going to read a passage of scripture from 2 Peter chapter 1, and I'm going to base my remarks on that passage of scripture. 2 Peter chapter 1, starting at verse 10. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them, and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. We're filled with a sense of loss today that Ed Lewis has passed on. I think a great sense of loss. I've only known Ed Lewis for about a year and a half, but I have a sense of loss in him passing. He was one of our most senior members here at this church at 95, almost 95. He would probably be one of the most senior members of most churches. It was always a joy to speak to him. And we did that just two Sundays ago when he was here for what would turn out to be his final worship time before joining the heavenly choirs at the throne of God. He probably thinks our worship services are a little weak compared to what he's experiencing around the throne of God. But that Sunday, just two Sundays ago, he had driven his own car here, although he wasn't strong enough to drive home that day. I was privileged to be a recipient of his encouragement Sunday after Sunday, often along with a youthful hand clasp about shoulder height and an arm around my back. He didn't just give an ordinary handshake. And that was always really special to have a 95-year-old gentleman be that exuberant in greeting. That little bit of playfulness that he showed as in that age made it quite believable to me when Ed Jr. said his dad was a biker as a young man. He actually owned a Harley Davidson. Some of you have known him more recently might not picture him that way. But he actually used that Harley when he was courting his bride. And then there's the story of when his folks had a car that Edward didn't yet know how to operate. I don't know what age he was. Ed, in telling the story, I thought about that. In his 20s. But car's pretty new in his experience and all the levers and pedals and whatnot. He just didn't know how to operate. But he decided to give his brother a ride in it anyway. They got it started and got going on this joyride. And then they realized that they had no idea how to stop it. So the story is that Ed drove around the block many, many times until it ran out of gas. Well, I learned that Ed had a heart for the church, a heart for the Lord, and a heart for the Bible. And he wanted the good news of Jesus Christ to be proclaimed loud and clear. So it's a privilege today to bring a message from God's Word that will reflect to you the heart and soul of the one that we remember fondly today. The scriptures give us a unique perspective today and pulls aside the veil of mystery that settles on us when a loved one passes on. One thing that you knew very clearly after spending some time with Ed was that he had personally committed his life to Jesus Christ. That took place around 1955 through his wife Velma. He prayed for Jesus to forgive his sin. And so he was around 44 years old when he accepted Christ. Who could know that he would still have over 50 years to serve Jesus Christ and to enjoy what became certainly an everyday time of reading Scripture? In that commitment to Christ, Ed was very conscious that he had settled some things about life after death. He had taken seriously Jesus' plea to flee from eternal damnation, and he chose to be in a position of readiness to go to heaven, whatever life may bring. Our scripture reading today called it making your calling and election sure. Kind of strange words to our ears. But you know, it was made easy to understand through the way that Ed Lewis lived his life. Well, that's the background. That was the preparation. Today's reality is wrapped up in the phrase from our scripture reading that said, you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the Word of God searches for images to help us understand this rich welcome into heaven. And over, the Bible comes back to wedding celebrations and banquets to convey the atmosphere, the celebration and the joy of being in the presence of Jesus Christ in heaven, the joy of being reunited with loved ones. It's a time of celebration. There's a contemporary Christian song that incorporates this kind of imagery. The words go like this: sing a song of celebration, lift up a shout of praise, for the bridegroom will come, the glorious one, and oh, we will look on his face, we'll go to a much better place. And then the refrain starts off with, oh, we will dance on streets that are golden, and so on. Can you imagine Ed dancing on streets that are golden? I think it's a great image. He has received a rich welcome into heaven. Our imaginations are so limited as we reach for what it must be like. But the scriptures do let us know that his mortality is now changed into immortality. The body that weakened with ongoing years is renewed, and there's no pain, there's no tears in Ed. There is only celebration. He is in an environment of joy and rejoicing. And so, while we mourn the loss of Ed Lewis, we do not grieve as those who have no hope. We rejoice in his new heavenly home. This is what Jesus was addressing as he spoke those great words that we heard earlier on, as he spoke comfort to his followers. Don't let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. That's what Ed looked forward to when he committed his life to Christ and in all sincerity made Christ Lord over all things. And that's our hope. That's the gift extended to each and every one of us. Will we reach out and receive it? Additionally, the writer of our scripture text, the Apostle Peter, talks of how he is going to help people know the truth about God as long as he lives in the tent of his body. The expression tent of his body is full of meaning. He's pointing to the reality that our existence is temporary at best, even though Ed's tent endured longer than the average. We still live with the knowledge that we may be called on to move on short notice. We are all here for a brief stay, and our tent will fold one day. Other places in Scripture refer to life as a vapor or a mist, a flower that blooms and wilts in a day. And even in 95 years, the shadow of eternity deserves that kind of comparison. Ed lived in the consciousness that he was only tenting here on earth. It was part of his passion for God to help others realize that life is temporary, that there is an eternal life for which we need to prepare. Now, in addition to talking about a rich welcome into heaven and the reminder that our bodies are tents at best, this scripture passage makes a statement that captures so much of what was important to Ed in serving Jesus. Verse 15 of the passage I read says, "And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things." Ed invested himself in this very goal. Boys Brigade. A Christian club for boys was a passion for him. He was very faithful to it. In fact, Ed Jr. thought he could probably go to Dad's closet and still find a uniform hanging there. Did you notice in the eulogy when it mentioned the Boys Brigade? It says he taught woodworking and crafts, but mainly he encouraged and helped scripture memorization. What he was providing for those boys was that whether he was with them or not, they would be able to pursue a godly way of life. After his departure, they would remember the things of God's truth in God's eternity. Brother Ed Lewis has an enduring heritage. He has a heritage in his family and in the eternal Word of God, planted in the memory of young boys who would be grown men now. And Ed would want you to know today that you can know this peace and joy that filled his life by opening your life to Jesus Christ, praying for forgiveness, inviting Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, as he was to Ed. Let's bow in prayer. Father, we thank you that we can celebrate a life lived well. We can celebrate a heritage passed on by Ed Lewis. And Father, we thank you that a significant part of that heritage are the truths of being a Christian, of opening a person's heart to the Lord Jesus. We pray, even in these moments, Lord, that our hearts will be fully open to you, and that you may rejoice in our relationship with you. So, Lord, may these thoughts that come out of Ed Lewis's life endure in our hearts and minds, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Can you turn with me in your hymn book to number 705, "It Is Well With My Soul"? We'll be singing verse 1 and 4. In a few moments, we're going to be having the committal, part of the service, and then a recessional. And then after that, we're going to receive you in a reception downstairs. And so we just want to give this announcement to you at this time. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. I tell you the truth, the time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live. Those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. Man born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. He springs up like a flower and withers away. Like a fleeting shadow, he does not endure.
For as much as it pleased Almighty God in his wise providence to take out of this world the soul of our loved one, Ed Lewis, we therefore commit his body to its final rest. I've arranged for three flowers to lay over Ed's casket. One is for faith, one is for hope, and one is for love. Pastor Barry will in turn place these flowers. First one is for faith. Faith that God's promises are true, and through the death of his dear son, there is no death to those who die trusting in him. One is for hope. Hope that someday we shall be reunited with our loved ones in the blessed tomorrow. And one is for love. Love that even death cannot sever, but is still ours and will be ours until we meet around God's throne, where we shall know as we are known. In this faith we live, and in this faith we lay away our loved ones, awaiting the resurrection morning. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Join me in prayer. Father, we thank you for all of the memories and all the remembrances that are collectively shared here today, focused on Ed Lewis. And as we bid farewell to the body that remains behind, we know that he is with the Lord. And we rejoice in that. We thank you for that. We thank you that it is the hope for all who believe in Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, Ed is now enjoying reunion with those he loves. He knows the answers to many mysteries that he found in the Scripture. And he's encouraging people even there as they await for their loved ones to join them as well. So we ask, Lord, that as we say this final farewell, that your blessing may be present. And Lord, again, we especially lift up his family to you, all the family connection. And thank you that Ed's life was lived as a testimony that all can cherish and all can follow. Now, Lord, as we think of the time of visiting, support, and sharing that will go on in just a few moments. We ask for your blessing on that time. We ask for your blessing on the food that we will share. And Lord, through it may our lives be built up and encouraged. Now may the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.